Good morning. Welcome to Apple Turnover for May 9th, 2023. The New York Mets did not play yesterday, which means they did not lose yesterday, which means we win. That's it for the show. Good night. Kidding. No, a couple of things did happen in Mets land, even though the day was off. The Mets released Khalil Lee. He of a domestic violence charge. He of a team cover-up for that last year. He of no discernible skill. But even if he was the second coming of Babe Ruth, if you're a domestic violence accusee, there's got to be a better way to say that than how I just said it. If you've been accused of domestic violence and you have nothing to say for yourself and you are not repentant in any way, I don't want you playing for my goddamn baseball team. Pack your shit and get out of here. So glad to see Khalil Lee gone. I hope he changes as a person and one day will make me eat these words because he's become a wonderful person who has saved lives and done incredible things with the knowledge he gained from him being a shitty abuser. But until that happens, get the fuck off my baseball team. Bye. Max Scherzer says he is, quote, trying like hell to stay off the injured list. This is a terrible thing to say when you're one start back from a 10-game suspension. I feel like if Scherzer's this hurt, just IL him now. Let us, I don't know. There is nothing worse as a Mets fan. Well, maybe. There are very few things worse as a Mets fan than this struggle between, do we put someone in the IL or do we let it ride and see what happens? Because spoiler alert, it always fucking ends with the IL. Every single time. I cannot remember a time where somebody was trying to stay off the IL and then did for a significant amount of time. This just means that tomorrow in Cincinnati, he's going to have a shit start and he's going to go on the IL after. Or he's going to have a shit start, have another shit start, and then go on the IL after. So I am swearing up a blue streak today and I don't care. These Mets have me fired up and angry because they're so bad to watch play baseball. So yeah, hopefully Scherzer is okay, but if you're trying like hell to stay off the IL, you're probably just destined for an IL stint. Make peace with it, move along. Carlos Carrasco is making a start in Binghamton on Tuesday. It may be his only rehab start. He may need another. I don't know. We'll see. If you're somebody who cares about umpires missing calls, which who doesn't care about that? Marvin Hudson, who was calling the balls and strikes in Sunday's game between the Mets and the Rockies, apparently missed 20 of them. That's a lot. It's probably too many. Oh, no, it's definitely too many. But look, these things go one way or the other all the time. I can't get too mad about it. Umpires are just human for now. And unless it's someone like Angel Hernandez, who has a career of terrible moves, terrible calls, I really can't get too mad at an umpire for having an off day or two every now and then. So the Mets are traveling to Cincinnati to play the Reds. They will have Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander, and Kodai Senga, their top three pitchers, going against the Reds. And hopefully that means that the games will be more watchable than we've seen the last couple of days with the Mets. Senga threw a great game on Friday. And that was fun to watch. And then McGill and Lucchese threw not great games Saturday and Sunday, and they've been rough to watch. The Reds are throwing out Luke Weaver game one, Hunter Green game two, and Nick Lodolo on game three. Nick Lodolo has a winning record this season. He's 2-1, but he has an ERA over six. Hunter Green has 0-2 this season, but has an ERA under four. Luke Weaver is, let's see, what is he this season? He's 0-2 this season also. He has an ERA at almost 8. So look, the Mets should beat up on the Reds. We've talked about this before. The Mets are not playing very well this year, but they're better than these teams. They're better than the Nationals. They're better than the Rockies. They're better than the Reds. They just have to start playing like it. So we'll see what happens. I'm not super confident because just the team has played so bad as of late. This is usually the time when there's a big shakeup needed, but I don't even know who you would. I mean, they're not going to fire Buck Showalter. They're not going to fire Jeremy Hefner. Those guys haven't done anything wrong. I don't know what you do, but something has to happen at some point. That's my expert analysis. Something has to happen at some point. Gosh darn it. Yeah, we'll be here to talk about the series and everything that happens, so stay tuned. Go to homerandapplesauce.com or patreon.com/homerandapplesauce to support this podcast directly. And follow me on Twitter @BrianIdsAnApp. And until next time, please, let's go Mets.